This is a regular summit that takes place in January of every year. As you know, that African Union has two summits of heads of state, one mid-year and one at the beginning of the year. This summit in particular, being regular, will be looking at implementation issues, particularly looking at the area of peace and security. They'll be looking at development agenda. And the theme of the summit, of course, which will be running throughout the year, is on agriculture. But also we'll take an opportunity to give a long shot looking at issues to do with what we call Agenda 2063, where Africa should be going and what the milestones Africa should be looking at in this development agenda. On the global issues, of course, the summit will look at the post-2015 agenda plus many other international issues that the summit has been handling throughout last year.
Talking about peace and security issues, we've had recent issues in Central African Republic, South Sudan, Libya, Egypt. Will the heads of state look at this and possibly look at find ways or perhaps fund in supporting the work of the African Union in ensuring stability in these countries?
Precisely. As you know, that in all this peace, where there is a challenge in the continent, Africa has taken the lead role and, of course, appreciates the support that we are getting from the international community. And, of course, the main thing on the ground is to see that there is progress and that Africa is not only leading, but those countries assume their own responsibilities. Because at the end of the day, peace cannot be brought from external sources. It must be internally generated. And the effort of African Union is to accompany those countries so that they themselves can move out of the crisis.
Looking at the peace and security again, there was this idea of creating a standby army that could be deployed quickly to help with some of these instabilities on the continent. How feasible is this? And when is the African Union estimate that this program will be operationalized to help with efforts to stabilize the continent?
Well, you know that Africa has been implementing what we call the African Peace and Security Architecture. And if you look at that African Peace and Security Architecture, it has several components. Early warning system, standby force, post-conflict support to countries and the conflict mediation, and the many other aspects of it. The question that you write, how feasible is it? I think this is countries have standing armies. Continents have standing armies like what you have in NATO. So that is visible. It's been done, and Africa can do it. The question is the modalities and how soon you can do it. At the moment, of course, under the African Peace and Security Architecture, the plan was to have it by 2015. But the heads of state and government are at the liberty to look at whether that timetable can be brought forward. And this is on the agenda, and we leave it to them to discuss and give us necessary guidance as they may deem it.
So, in all, what is the African Union's objective vis-a-vis the prospect of peace on the continent?
Globally, the continent is working towards a scenario of 2020 when all guns must be silent. But coming to the individual, what you might call the crisis fought in the continent, one cannot generalize. It's all a question of case by case. There is a decision that has been made with regard to what is happening in South Sudan, what is happening in Somalia, what has happened in Mali. But all in all, when you look at all that, there is a momentum of gaining peace and moving forward. But of course, noting also the fragility of peace in our continent, and that's why we need this mechanism of rapid response, but also moving towards a scenario of where guns must be silent by 2020.